Broadcasting.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? I'm not going to put these on right yet. And you'll see why in a minute. Do you have any idea what this might be? I'll give you a hint. It's something for sleeping. As a matter of fact, it's a bag for sleeping. A sleeping bag. I'm going to get in it. It's soft in here. That's why I didn't put my sneakers on. You don't put shoes in a sleeping bag. Do you sleep in a bed or on a couch or on the floor? Do you know anybody who uses a sleeping bag for sleeping? This feels good. Do you ever sing anything in your family before you go to sleep? My sons liked me to sing the Tree, Tree, Tree song to them when they were little. You know that song? It's like this, tree, 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 tree. We love you, yes we do, yes we do, we love you, tree, tree, tree. Tree, 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 tree. Ooh, feels like I could just go to sleep. Is that the telephone? Oh my. Coming, telephone. Ooh. Hello? Oh, yes, Mr. McFeely. I was inside my sleeping bag. Oh, no, I wasn't sleeping. I was just showing my neighbor. Have you been able to find the tape? Oh, certainly. Any time will be fine. All right. See you later. Yes, speedy delivery to you, too. That's Mr. McFeely. I had been wondering how people make sleeping bags. So I asked Mr. McFeely if he could find us a tape. And he said he located one, and he would bring it over later. So first, let's roll up the sleeping bag. And then I'll put on my shoes. Strap wrap around it. There we go. That was fun to show you that. I like to show you all sorts of things. Yeah, things that I'm interested in. You know, while we're waiting for Mr. McFeely, you and I could have some make-believe. Why don't we do that? Get the trolley. Hey, trolley. Last time, Prince Tuesday was trying to learn a quick way to fly high. And he used that magic hat, you know, that Lady Elaine had given him. And he had a bad fall. And he went to the hospital because his arm was hurting so much. Well, let's make believe some more about that now. Ready, trolley? Okay. Neighborhood of make believe.
Oh, yes, trolley, it was scary. Oh, you should be home very soon. See you later, trolley. Oh, X, I didn't know you were there.
Oh, I just heard that Tuesday got hurt.
He was trying to fly.
I know, and I was his flying teacher. I feel terrible.
Oh, he's gonna be okay.
Oh, you're sure?
Excuse me, X. Huh? Oh, X, I'm sorry, but I've got to get back to the switchboard. A telephone operator cleaning person's job is never done.
I guess not. See you, Miss P. I just don't know how he hurt himself with those little exercises I gave him. I just don't know.
Hello, X. Are you at home?
Oh, that sounds like Neighbor Aber. I'll be right over, Neighbor Aber.
Meow, meow, neighbor, meow, meow.
I hope all my calling and knocking hasn't disturbed you.
Meow, meow, glad you're meow. Meow, X, meow, disturbed.
Oh, hi,
oh,
X.
Hello, Hen. Hi, neighbor, Aber.
How are you?
I'm feeling terrible today.
Because of Prince Tuesday's fall?
Oh, that's right. I was his teacher, and he was trying to fly, and he got hurt. I feel just terrible.
Well, now, X, what exactly did you teach Prince Tuesday?
I taught him jump and call and spread and cheer.
Jump and call and spread and cheer.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do those things?
Jump and call and spread, and then you say cheer.
So it's jump and call and spread and cheer.
That's it.
Well, did you ever tell him to wear a magic hat, go up somewhere, and jump off?
Oh, no. In fact, every lesson I tell my flying students two most important words.
Meow, careful.
That's right. Be careful. You hear me saying that all the time, don't you, Hen?
Meow. Meow, meow, good teacher, X.
Well, I try to be. I sure try hard to be. I think I'll just go inside in my sleeping bag for a while.
I'll see you, X.
I'll see y'all.
If we get any more news about Prince Tuesday, we'll let you know.
Oh, yes, please. Please, yeah, I'll see y'all later.
Bye-bye.
Meow.
You're a good neighbor, Henrietta Pussycat.
Meow, feel bad, Meow, X.
Oh, he never meant any harm.
Meow, no. Meow, see you later, Meow, Meow, Aber.
All right, I'll see you, Hen.
Yeah, meow, bye.
Bye for now.
Meow, thanks.
Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. While we're waiting for Lady Aberlin. Hi.
Hi, neighbor Aber.
How are you?
What Lady Elaine's doing?
Oh, what now?
She seems to be giving flying lessons.
Flying? But she can't fly.
I know, but she has these magic hats.
Magic hats?
Yes, and she must think they help people to fly.
Prince Tuesday was wearing a magic hat, wasn't he?
Yes, and he finally told me who had given it to him.
So it wasn't X's fault at all, huh?
No.
Uh-oh. Looks like somebody else might be heading for a fall.
Oh, we'd better go over there right away.
Now you have your magic hat.
Yes. Now what do I do?
Well,
don't
the
do
first
anything,
thing.
Anna.
Oh, what's going on here?
We just don't want Anna to get hurt.
What do you mean?
Are you all right, Anna?
I was just about to fly high.
Didn't you give one of those magic hats to Prince Tuesday?
Yes. How's he doing with it?
He fell and hurt himself.
Oh, no. I told him to be careful.
We're sorry, Anna, but that magic hat is just pretend.
Should I come down from here?
Oh, I guess so, Toots. I really thought it would work.
I've got some news, everyone.
What is what?
Prince Tuesday's coming home.
We'll be there in a minute.
Thanks, Miss Maleficent.
Something every minute.
I am so glad you didn't get hurt.
So am I.
So am I.
I suggest you come with us to the castle and visit Prince Tuesday. He's just back from the hospital.
I hope he's all right. I told him to be careful.
Being careful means thinking first and then doing or not doing.
I guess so.
We'd better talk to X the Owl and tell him all about it.
He thought the prince's accident was his fault.
We've got a lot to do.
Oh, let's fly on over there. Let's go on over there. Mm-hmm. Tell you the truth, I thought these hats would really work.
Well, you learn something old every day, huh?
Well, walking is very good.
Yeah, walking's all right.
And
we are too. Thanks, Charlie.
Come on inside, everyone. Prince Tuesday's in the PT room.
Oh, good. Here we come.
What do you think will happen when they go to the PT room and see Prince Tuesday and his family? Lady Elaine said she didn't mean for anybody to get hurt. I guess she thought that that magic hat could really make a person fly. Well, you and I know that nothing like a hat can make a person fly. No, that's just magic thinking. Here's some food for you, fish. You know, the adults who really love you want you to be safe. That's why we warn you about things like magic hats and stuff that can hurt you. These fish know that I would give them only things that are healthy for them to eat. That's because I care about them. I'm taking care of you. Taking good care of you. For once, I was very little, too. Now I take care of you. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who that is. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Good.
Speedy delivery.
Oh, you found it, did you?
I found it at last, how people make sleeping bags.
Do you have time to watch it with us?
I surely do.
Oh, come along, then.
Alrighty.
Oh, incidentally, this is my sleeping bag.
Well, it looks a lot like the one on the tape.
Oh, good. Well, let's just show it on picture.
Alrighty.
People make sleeping bags right here on picture.
People make sleeping bags out of fabric that comes on big rolls like these.
Each one of them has one.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they going to take them?
We'll see. The green fabric will become the outside of the sleeping bag, and the plaid fabric will be the inside of the bag.
Uh-huh.
These people cut the fabric to just the right size. Now this woman sews the two pieces together around the outside edge to make the bag. She'll leave one side open so the filling can go inside the bag.
Well, she works very quickly.
Yes, she does.
What's that?
Well, it's the filling that goes inside the sleeping bag.
Oh, the soft stuff.
Mm-hmm. And this is a garnet machine. It combs the filling so that it will be fluffy and soft.
Oh, it makes it all the softer, I see.
And this end of the garnet machine rolls and flattens it into a long mat so that it will fit into the bag.
It looks different now.
Oh, it does. It's on its way up to the stuffing machine. This part is fun to watch. Watch this.
Does it go in the bag?
Into the bag.
Oh, that is fun to watch.
Now look carefully, it'll happen again.
So the bag's inside out there.
Yes.
And then, oh, I
watch
see.
This.
Then the stuffing.
Stuffing goes in.
That's the filling. Ah. Now, are those finished sleeping bags?
Oh, not quite. This man is attaching the bag to the frame of this special sewing machine called a quilter.
Oh, it's a sewing machine?
Mm-hmm. And it sews three layers, the outside, the filling, and the inside of the sleeping bag. And it sews them all together. That way, the filling will stay in the bag.
Oh, so that white stuff in between won't move around.
Won't move around. Huh. It turns on the machine at this control panel, and then watch what happens.
I've never seen anything like that. That is really interesting. The whole frame moves.
Yes, that's right. The frame moves around as the needle and thread sew the layers together. Now that sewing is done. He'll fold the sleeping bag and put it on a slide rail that will carry it to another part of the factory.
Look at that. Speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery is right. This woman sews up the open end so the filling won't come out of the bag.
She's really good at her job.
She certainly is. And then she sends it to this woman, who will put in the zipper.
I wonder if the people in this factory ever think of the people who will enjoy their sleeping bags.
Well, I bet they do. Off it goes again on the last part of its trip to the packing department. First, it's folded and rolled by this machine.
Oh, look.
Folded, rolled.
Mm-hmm.
This man puts the sleeping bag into another bag and then puts it into a box. The box is taped shut. It's ready now for someone to buy it and enjoy it.
I'll say. Now we've seen how people make them. Those sleeping bags.
Learn something old every day.
Oh, that's for sure.
As a matter of fact, I might show this to my grandchildren. I'll bet they'll be interested.
Do they like sleeping bags?
They do, and I'll bet they'll be interested to see how people make them.
I guess so.
Oh, Ida Clowney told me you might stop over there today.
Oh, yes, I want my neighbor to meet her and to see her good work.
Well, she has great dolls. I do a lot of delivering for her.
Oh, you do a lot for all of us, Mr. McFeely.
Well, glad to be at your service. As a matter of fact, if there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's Delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy deliveries are speedy deliveries. Speedy delivery to you, speedy delivery.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I'll have more deliveries, so I'll just say see you around the neighborhood.
I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks again. I do want you to meet Ida Clowney, who is one of my neighbors, who makes dolls. Yes, all kinds of dolls. And she's expecting us today, so I thought we might just go over to her place right now. You come with me to meet Ida Clowney. Come along. This is Ida's house. Come on, let's go in.
Hi,
Hi Ida.
Come in.
Thank you.
I like coming to your place, Ida. Oh, I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Miss Ida Clowney.
Hi, neighbors. I want you to come into my workshop.
Good. I always like to come here. Oh, it looks like you've got some new materials and things.
Oh, I enjoy all my creativity.
I guess so.
Come on over. I want you to meet my new addition to the family.
Oh, who's that?
My jogger.
Oh, what a handsome one he is. Look at those jogging shoes.
Oh, and the very long legs.
I like to jog. Thanks, Ida. You have any beanbag ones?
Oh, yes. I want you to meet the busybodies.
Busybodies?
Yes.
Ooh. Full of beans.
Yes. I'm working on one right now.
Oh, are you?
Yes. Let's go over to the table.
Which one is she like?
She's like the one with the kente fabric on.
Good. Well, let's go on over and maybe you'll show us how you make one.
Okay. Come on.
Come on, busybody. Yes.
Oh, she's so busy. You're gonna set her here like she's reading her little book. Okay, we're gonna start putting it together, starting with the head.
One just like her, huh?
One just like her, okay. With a little smile on her face. And then I paint the face, and then I attach the neck so I can put it on the body. And then we're gonna go with the hand and feet, and then we're gonna attach it.
Oh, that's actually the body.
This
then,
is the body. The two pieces.
Like this. The front.
And the back.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to get the two pieces and sew them together. So she's going to watch us while we set and put it together.
Right.
Okay, we're going to sew here, here, up the leg, down, up, and the arms.
Those sewing machines are for adults, huh?
For adults only. Okay, and then we got this one piece, which we have attached all of it together.
Oh, so you've already sewn this one.
We already have sewn this one, and I'm going to put this on the machine so I can work on it later. Okay, we're going to start by stuffing. You want to help me stuff?
Sure.
Okay.
How do you do that?
We're going to set... And I want you to help me.
Okay.
So let's join in here. I want you to put the little pellets in. We're going to use a funnel.
Oh, a funnel.
Oh, yes.
And what are these?
These are little pellets.
Are they plastic?
They are plastic.
How many are they?
Two scoops.
Two scoops. You make a lot of them, don't you?
Yes. I have fun. I enjoy my work, seeing the creativity come alive.
Have you always liked making things?
Oh, once when I was a little girl, I made this rooster for my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it out of cardboard, and I drew it, and I traced it with glue, and I put glitter on it. And then I dusted it off, and I gave it to my mom, and she thought it was so special, she hung it over the door.
She must have loved that.
Yes.
Knowing that you made it.
Right. Okay.
Now you've got this.
We got the little beads.
Right in here.
Right in the bottom. Huh. So it can make it heavy so when she sits.
Like right here.
Yes. Right in the middle. Okay, we're going to continue with the cotton. I want you to help me
assemble it. Oh, you mean you put the cotton over the pellets in there.
So we can have a nice soft body. You're doing very well. Come on. Let's put
more?
A little bit more.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. See how you have the body?
Uh-huh.
And then we'll go and we'll attach the head. You got the head, which is here. And then you have... Okay, and then I'll attach that onto the body.
Oh, but then don't you have to fill these
and
things,
And then I
too?
Have to fill the arms and the legs with the same pellet and cotton.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll go back and I'll attach the hand and feet.
I see. But that's all done with the sewing,
and
too.
That's all done with the sewing machine.
And what's that?
Oh, this right here is hair.
You make hair out of this long?
Yes. We're going to make her a little ponytail. We're going to get it, and we're going to twist it around and make her a little ponytail.
Look at that.
Oh, man, is she wonderful?
She's going to be a great one, a great sister for this one.
Yes, and then we got to put a little bow in her hair to make her all fancy looking.
Ida, you make the best creations.
Oh, I have so much fun.
I'm proud of you as my neighbor.
Oh, thank you, Fred.
I'd like to come back, if I may. I've got to get to my place now, but I'd like to come back another time.
Come back to see me soon.
I will. You gonna finish this one?
Yes.
Great. See you later.
Bye.
Bye, my dear. On back to my place. You know, every one of Ida Clowney's dolls is different because she makes them all by hand. Every one of us human beings is different, too. No two people are exactly the same. Not even twins. And yet each one of us can do something. The important thing is to do what we can, and to do it as well as we can, and not hurt ourselves or anybody else. You and I have done a lot together today, haven't we? And we'll be able to do more next time together. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We will have things to talk about, won't we, when we're together again? You always make it a special day for me. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.